Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Here's your top 2 at 2 on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, today marks 1 week out of jail for the Wisconsin kayaker who faked his own death last year and flew off to Europe to meet a woman. 46-year-old Ryan Borgwart was released from the Outagamie County Jail last Tuesday after spending 89 days locked up. That number is meaningful. Investigators in Green Lake County spent 89 days searching for Borgwart after he didn't return home from a kayaking trip. They eventually contacted him overseas through email using information on a laptop he had left behind. At one point, they convinced Borgwart to return home to Wisconsin for his family. Borgwart was married at the time. He's now divorced. He has 3 kids. And some of you might be wondering, okay, you're saying Borgwart was jailed in Outagamie County. Well, why was that? Because this case is centered in Green Lake. Well, it's because he was granted permission for work release and the other jail was closer to his job. New chapter for him starting now.
Study complete. A study presented to the Wisconsin Professional Baseball Park District Board proposes an approximately $800 million mixed-use development utilizing parking lot space at American Family Field. A Washington, D.C.-based firm was contracted to conduct the study. Their findings yielded a number of potential layouts, but they all include some combination of multifamily housing, hotel, retail, and office space in a portion of the parking lot space at AmFam Field. About 90 acres of parking lot space exists. The development would utilize 25 to 30 acres of that space. This was all required. The report, a requirement of the 2023 legislation that secured over $500 million in public funding for stadium renovations. That also includes the winterization of American Family Field. The Brewers signed a long-term lease extension through 2050. So where does this go from here? Study complete, but now what? Well, the next step for the Brewers and the stadium district is to, should they choose, explore finding an experienced real estate development partner to pursue the opportunity. 1,600 to 3,000 parking spaces could be lost. It's worth pointing out some could be recouped in the form of a parking structure or maybe multiple structures. But it does look like the Brewers are cognizant of tailgating space in and around American Family Field while also trying to spruce it up a little bit, make it more lively on game days and non-game days.
Our tailgating culture is strong here in Milwaukee.
No doubt.
You could also argue if you put a hotel up and you put apartments up, you put up this, you put up that, and you've got more people who are going to be there and who maybe want to be tailgating in a little bit tighter space. It's just going to be more fun. Sounds like it.
Yeah, revenue opportunities are there. Certainly a lot of money could be going into state government's hands. Development costs roughly $762 to $821 million.